Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's British Open weekend. I don't know if we're going to be doing a lot of tailgating behind the golfers, but we're on right before them. If you stick with us here on ESPN on Saturday, you're going to be listening to the just riveting golf commentary of the British Open. But right now you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking on your course, baby?
Well, we weren't invited, obviously. And there's good reason for that.
Right.
Number one, I golfed with my wife Monday night at Arrowhead, and I tied with her. That was my second game of the year, and I shaved six strokes off the pathetic game from a couple weeks ago.
Off the first one?
So,
Is that a lot?
I'm coming back, but it's so ugly, I don't want to publicize it.
Right. Hey, that's okay. That's okay. I got an invitation to a golf game this week. You know, this is one of those things. It's a Grilling Guys kind of a man thing. I used to play a lot of golf. Haven't played in the last 3 or 4 years. But the guys I used to play with, we used to travel. And we'd go to these courses and those courses all over and hang out. And there was like 8 or 12 of us, depending on where, how far you were going and stuff like that. Well, they do an annual tournament the first weekend in August, and I haven't played in it in 3 years. This would have been the fourth year I missed it. And they called, and, you know, I'm trying to make every damn excuse in the world on why I shouldn't go, from my arm was broke to I haven't played golf in 4 years. And basically all they said was, hey, listen, you're coming. We're going to bring you. I'm going to be at your house on this date at this time, and you're jumping in the car. And you're coming with me.
If you got a pulse, you're going.
Right. And, you know, it was like I could think of every reason not to do it. But the main reason you should do it is, you know what, I'll be 53 in the fall. And we've had a couple buddies that used to go on this trip that aren't with us any longer.
Wow.
That, you know, have passed.
There you go.
Heart attacks or strokes or whatever.
And somebody's got to be the worst golfer on the trip. Just take one for the team.
Yeah, you know what? And I get great handicap that way.
That's
so,
right.
You know what? You sink a birdie and you can win a lot of money on, you know, the blind squirrel shot. But anyway, so looking forward to that. And a shout out to my buddies if they're listening. You know who you are. And thanks for you know, pulling me off the lazy boy, so to speak, and get out there and do it. Now, though, I got to go out and hit the ball a few times because
yes.
I literally haven't played in 4 years.
Yes.
Hey, Jop, I got to ask, what's your average score? Can you shoot under 100?
Oh, easily. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there was a day when I was a country club member and the whole deal, and I shot in the high 70s, low 80s, mostly low 80s.
Wow, scratch
but
golfer.
No, I scratched some things when I was doing it, yeah. But the point was, I used to play a lot. I don't anymore. And just life changed and so on. But anyway, made me think of that when you were doing it.
Shot in the 70s. I used to shoot in the mid-80s.
Yeah, but when the buddies call, you know what, just take a breath and sit back and say, you know what, you might not have an opportunity to do this very many more times, and this might be a good one to take advantage of, and these guys want me there, so I'm not a pain in their you-know-what.
You know somebody else who wants you somewhere, and that's Schmoe's Brewing Company, one of our oldest sponsors.
Original.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
been with us since we started.
They are having the Schmoheken Fest on July 30th, right at their facility, their production center and tap room on Patterson Avenue by the ice rink in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is the first ever Schmoheken Fest, and they're going to have two different bands there. Food. It sounds like they're putting together quite a party. Unfortunately, I will be out of town, so
I will be there to represent.
You might be able to get there, and
I already RSVP'd, and I told Chaz I'd be there. You know, he's going to have debut a couple beers, plus have 7 or 8 of his summer type beers on tap.
Nice.
That's on on Patterson, just north of 28th Street in Grand Rapids. Great outdoor party is what it's going to be. Barbecues
yes.
are going to be flowing. Beer is going to be going. Everything's good.
I've been working like a banshee on my back deck, not like a Mohican.
Right.
But or a Schmohican. And I got to give a good shout-out to Standale Lumber for giving me lots of good advice and, of course, the right supplies.
Did you listen to it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they, you know, I hate to sound so stupid when I walk into there, but it's a fact. I am.
It's what they do.
I'm not a carpenter, right. And I'm a hack. I'm just out there trying to build a stinking deck.
Right.
So great place if you've never been to Standale Home Center, either in Granville or in Standale. Great group of guys. Sometimes you walk into a shop or a lumberyard or whatever. I think of some auto parts stores where the people are just grumpy. Not at Standale. You walk in there and they're just nice people.
They are.
So you spend too much time just shooting the breeze with them, and but they've got everything you need for a deck project. It's that time of year when we're doing decks. We have a pool party coming up. And our decks are in dire need of repair, so I've been working on them for like a month, and it's looking good. So I appreciate the help from Standale.
Yeah, but they're good folks there. And, you know, the thing is, they not only sell great materials, they give free advice, and it's good advice. You're not talking to the guy that was over in plumbing last week that's now in lumber.
And there's, you know? There's no multiple piercings in the nose with chains hanging to their whatever's.
Right.
I did some good fun on the Cajun Grill this week. We have a foreign exchange student who's back with us. Christina is back from Spain, and she loves it when I grill for her. She's very fussy. She doesn't eat many vegetables. She's a carnivore.
Oh, I would have expected you to go the other way.
I know. She's from Spain.
Spain,
excuse me. Right next to France.
Right.
Well, anyway, she's a sweetheart, and so I had to get the Cajun fired up a few different times and get some chicken, and I actually conned her into doing some grilled asparagus, and she ate a piece.
Just one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
That was a major accomplishment.
She didn't particularly care for it. So she's a young lady. She prefers meat. That's unique.
Yep.
And why do you think that is? Have you had that conversation with her or not so much?
Nope, not so much.
Okay, but she just says, you know,
she's got my heart. She loves meat. A girl loves meat. It's like, and she's staying at our house, and she's Olivia's good friend. So
does she cook too or not?
No.
She points at the grill and says, "Barbecue Bob, make me some dinner."
She's from España.
Yeah.
I always tell her that.
She goes, no.
I love having foreign exchange students over because what they bring in, the culture they bring in, and they're kids, so they don't necessarily add to the food side, but it is a lot of fun around the house to have kids from different countries in because they just give you a good perspective.
And how long is she with you?
Just a couple months.
Oh, very good.
And she'll be going back right before Livy starts into her senior year. But
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
We've got a big thing going on today at Sobey Meats. And in the next segment, we're going to talk to a very famous local fella who's been on the radio with Brian and me a bunch of times. I know that. His name is Ray Bentley. So we're going to talk to him a little bit.
Famous NFL football player that's now turned broadcaster. And he's going to help us out over there at the Christmas in July event. And we'll break that down a little bit in the next segment for you.
He was with the Bills for about 6 years. He transferred to the Bengals the same time I got my box seat in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So I watched him, but I can't honestly remember, you know, making that connection that it was a Grand Rapids guy.
A lot of guys on the field.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, throughout the show today, we're going to be talking a little bit about some Christmas in July. Maybe we're going to go out and see when the cat's away, the mice will play. We're going to talk a little fish with Chris Winkleman, Babe Winkleman's wife. She's the one that does all the cooking anyway. That's the one you want to talk to. And then we might close around with a little bit of smoking for the masses. And I got a couple specific questions for Barbecue Bob on that one because I got a couple parties coming up that I'm going to do for 60, 70 people. And Bob, you've done more of those than I've ever thought of. And I do have some food prep questions and some food holding questions. That
perfect timing.
How far ahead can I cook this stuff and still make it good? You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, it's Christmas in July. Stick with us. We'll be back.